there's this amazing restaurant revolution happening in Glens Falls, and my heart and soul is here. This is, born and raised. My family's here, so I really wanted to come back to Glens Falls and start a restaurant project here. Very, very grateful that it worked out like it did.
Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed firsthand the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking. On this podcast, we'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and equipped with the tools you need to build a thriving business. I'm here with Jacob White, the chef and co-owner of Cleome Table and Bar, a new restaurant in downtown Glens Falls on South Street. So nice to meet you,
Nice
Jacob.
to meet you as well. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background? You're originally from Glens Falls, but you were away for a while.
Yes, I am originally from Glens Falls. I moved to Boston to go to BU in 2008, and I opened, well, I got into the restaurant industry right after school. I went to culinary school at Boston University, and I got to learn under some really wonderful chefs, and I loved how they structured that program. I met and cooked with Jacques Pepin and some really fabulous people in the industry. And I eventually opened a restaurant called Comador. It was American Chilean small plates, and it was a wonderful neighborhood restaurant, very much a reflection of who I am as a person and who I am as a chef. And we, my business partner at the time, and I decided to list the restaurant. We actually sold it when COVID was going on. And it was a very tough time for the industry. And, we were lucky enough that we had built quite a nice little business that we were able to sell it during that time. It was very unclear where the industry was headed. And I moved to the Virgin Islands.
Oh, wow.
And I opened a little consulting business. And from there, I just kind of did my own thing down there, helping hotels and restaurants, opening businesses for different companies and restaurant groups, and then helping restaurants find success in their current formats. And I decided that one day I was feeling like I was outside of the current and the flow of the industry and the flow of life, and I was ready to step back into something back stateside. There's this amazing restaurant revolution happening in Glens Falls, and my heart and soul is here. This is, born and raised. My family's here, so I really wanted to come back to Glens Falls and start a restaurant project here. Very, very grateful that it worked out like it did.
We have like such a great restaurant scene here. So, and having another addition, more choices for people, but it's a good draw for people outside the area.
Yeah, I love that Glens Falls is becoming a hub for diners to come from, visiting Lake George, visiting Saratoga, or, living in Clifton Park, Lake George and Saratoga. Like, Glens Falls is becoming this little foodie city that, people are coming in to dine, which I think is just fantastic. I'm really happy to be a part of it.
How did you originally get interested in the culinary arts?
So, I feel like it was kind of a savior for me. I was unclear in my direction in life. In my younger years, I was, going out a lot and, lacking specific direction. But I always came back to cooking because it was something I did as a hobby, something I enjoyed. I think it was really my friends and family that recognized that I had a talent and kind of planted the seed with me that culinary school was something that I might really enjoy. So one day I decided that I needed a change in my life, and I applied to the program at Boston University, never thinking that they would accept me. Sure enough, I got in. A few days later, I was gone. I had found an apartment. I had packed up my car and I was off. Yeah, I arrived, I think, one day before classes started. and I had to figure out how to take the train into the city to find the building that my class was in. So, I attribute it to my support system, a wonderful support system of, you know, my friends here in Glens Falls and my family. You know, one of the key memories that I have was being asked to cook Christmas Eve dinner when my family would all go to my grandmother's house and meet for Christmas Eve. And one year, you know, they would always have a local restaurant, usually some sort of, you know, Italian food or something, because that's what was comfortable for everyone. And they had asked me to do it. And it felt like a lot of pressure at the time because I'd never done anything like that before. And I did it and everyone really enjoyed the food. And, you know, I always added a little twist or a little creative touch to it that was different. And I think people responded to that. And yeah, that was a big stepping stone in my life to say, oh, you know what? I can do this and people may enjoy the things that I can create. Another thing is my friends asked me if I would join Bands and Beans as a individual. I didn't have a restaurant.
This is before you had the restaurant. Yeah. So Bands and Beans is, it's like a competition they have up in Lake George every year, right?
Correct.
Chili. It's a chili.
It's a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
And I believe I won one of the categories. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but I think they pick a few different winners in different categories. Yeah. And I remember being called up on stage. So yeah, those two key points in my life kind of said that maybe this is the route. Maybe I can do this.
So that was before you went to school?
That was before culinary school.
That was kind of
the catalyst to say, all right, this is a life path that could lead me somewhere.
That's great. So now you're back in Glens Falls, newly back here. The restaurant opened around Easter time, right? So what is the initial idea, like the concept of Cleome?
Like the flower. It's also the name of my niece.
Oh, nice.
My older brother's daughter. We wanted to create a place where, you know, people are so busy, you know, they're on their phones, they're, you know, they have busy schedules, they're racing around. We wanted to create a place where people can really slow down and connect with each other over food that I feel is special. I wanted to create something approachable, something affordable, something that would add to the fabric of Glens Falls, and something that people could respond to. And, you know, the concept really invites people to come in and order a bunch of things and get to taste a bunch of things and, you know, leave with the same experience, a unified experience. I feel that coming together over food is something anthropologically we've all done and always done, and it's natural. And I wanted to bring a place that's comfortable, approachable, and, you know, where people could do just that, just come together over delicious food and then have a unified experience that they could talk about and share.
So this is the place. Now, it used to be, I remember when I first moved here, it was ADK Fresh. I think it was called.
I think that.
And then, no, because they had a place here and across the hallway there.
Yeah.
So I did like a co-working thing a couple of times. And it was mostly like coffees and breakfasts. And I don't know if they might have been open for lunch also. And then it was Flight. And now it's Cleome.
We serve creative twists on classic comfort food dishes, very much Southern inspired. We have, you know, the real like farm milled grits and beans and grains, rice. We got Carolina gold rice. I've really, really put a lot of effort in bringing, you know, an authentic experience with a twist. You know, our collard greens with ham hocks, you know, do the pot liquor. They take 4.5-5 hours to cook every time we make them. We really try to bring a sense of heart and soul and respect to that, you know, to where all of this, all these recipes originated, you know. And then for me, I always have to put a little creative twist on the end, a little something that keeps
your touch.
Yeah, you know, my synapse is firing, right? My brain stimulated. Opened with a 3-year aged New York cheddar cheese ice cream on the menu. Yeah, so that, you know, people were coming in and asking for, and that's where my, you know, creativity comes in, is, you know, I add a little something special. I'm very good with creating flavor profiles that people might not expect that they're going to like so much, but then they end up.
Is Glens Falls ready for that?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe we're here at the right time, bringing something as comfortable as cornbread and mac and cheese and pot pie, just having a little bit of something that makes us, that makes us eat.
Your touch to it.
Yeah. I think that, Glens Falls is totally ready to, and it brings something different, a different option, something new.
That's probably a good way to introduce people to different things, because it's enough of what people are used to and want, but then having your twist on it, then it's like, oh, okay, I might not have thought of that, but that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a friend of mine ate here Tuesday night, and he was texting me all the next morning, ranting and raving about how he loved, it was his favorite, you know, way to eat, and how every dish was just, he couldn't pick a favorite, everything was so great. And he reminded me, he's still talking and craving a dish that he had 10 years ago restaurant in Boston. So that's the effect that food can have. I want people to come in and feel nostalgia. I want them to say, oh, this reminds me of something my grandmother made. Like, that might be my favorite compliment ever, you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Or something that, you know, is unique in their, and they're craving sometime later, that, you know, that creates a sense of nostalgia, which I think is closely tied to why we seek out delicious food.
Yeah, that's what's special about food, I think, is that it brings us back to places. Like, I lived away, I lived in London for a while, and then I was in Ireland for a while. So it's a big food scene where I was in Ireland. And I craved the old American, you know, there's a big controversy over like Hershey versus Cadbury chocolate. And I always preferred Hershey, but it was because it was my, from as childhood. So I remembered those things.
It's on you.
Yeah. And even smells and things like that, and the way it makes you feel.
And, you know, you never really know when something like that is going to affect you that way. Like, currently I'm craving, you know, this specific place down in the Caribbean that does seasoned rice and beans and chicken, and, you know, and it's, you know, I have very fond memories of, you know, sitting there on their, you know, seating area outside and having a rotisserie chicken. And yeah, it's unique to what they do, and it's delicious, and it, you know, it imprinted on me for sure. And I take that, you know, I feel as a chef, those are the moments that define the food that I cook, the ideas that I have. You know, I don't go out to other fine dining restaurants seeking inspiration. It's you know, my inspiration comes from those times that food has affected me in a beautiful way. And then I could try to go out and just, you know, shut my mind off and just enjoy another chef's,
I was going to ask you, you turn off your business mind about it and just go and enjoy?
I can, and finding ingredients is, it's not that they're difficult to find, and I'm really very excited to be able to walk down the street to the farmer's market again.
Oh, that's so convenient for you.
Yeah. When we were getting ready to open, I would go Saturday mornings and meet all of the farmers, the different people there. And so I would buy things for my house because the restaurant wasn't open yet. But I'm really excited to be purchasing cooking ingredients that are grown locally, because that's very much in our ethos, is to, you know, feature produce and products. The whole bar and everything is tons of New York products. We have 6 taps over there that are all, you know, local breweries from New York and Vermont. So, and, you know, my purveyors can find me a lot of the things that I've, you know, that I like to use. It's just, I have to order them. I have to give them another day.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes 2 days.
You give them a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
They're able to get it for you.
But they're able
good.
To find it for me. Yeah.
You're not stuck with, oh, this is all I can get.
No, not at all. I mean, there's so much available. And that, you know, is a challenge in itself, because I work really hard to keep our food small.
That's good. Because you were used to being in an urban area in Boston, but I'm sure the Virgin Islands probably had its challenges being in an island. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What you could get down there.
Yeah, for sure.
However, Glens Falls.
That experience in my life has taught me that I don't need much, you know, as far as, you know, living my life and moving back to Glens Falls. I went through the drive-thru at the pharmacy the other day and I was mind blown because it was just so convenient and easy. And I hadn't done that before, but, you know, I don't, you know, I realized that, you know, I can do a lot with a little, and there's in life, I don't need things in excess. You know, I can be very, and go out and fix my own Jeep in the driveway of my house. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to, you know, rely on having things in abundance. So I feel that, you know, that's a very, very good life lesson. And I bring that attitude to the kitchen and say, let's be as green as possible. Let's, you know, really look at how, what our footprint is and how much waste we create as a business. I feel that, you know, it's the right mindset in this industry to have, for sure.
That's great.
I want to invite everyone to come out, make a reservation or pop in, have dinner on our patio, come to the bar and have a drink, come in and experience what we offer, because again, we really, really put a lot of heart and soul and effort and love into everything that we offer to our guests. And I'm really excited to have people come in and try.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.